Today, we finish a week of college admissions essays by high school seniors around the country. Leah Nobler of Cincinnati writes about her relationship with her older brother.
"Oh, Jonah, play the piano for us," they cried. "No, recite the periodic table of elements instead." Okay, so maybe nobody asked him to recite the periodic table of elements, but the fact of the matter is, he could have done it. On June 5th, 1999, our house was filled with relatives, friends, and other members of the Jonah Nobler fan club for my brother's graduation party. After all, he was the valedictorian. He did ace the ACT, and he was going to attend Harvard in the fall. The spotlight, as usual, was on him. Having an older brother like mine, I often get asked, "How does it feel to be Jonah's younger sister?" Most people assume my answer will be filled with self-pity. My life has been awful because I can never measure up to what he achieves, and I will always be stuck in his shadow. But the truth is different. I genuinely respond, "My brother is one of a kind, and living with him has been an experience I wouldn't trade for anything." Jonah's most obvious strength is his academic ability. I admire the effort and determination he puts into his schoolwork, as well as the results he achieves. However, watching Jonah focus so much of his high school career on academics has motivated me to seek a better balance in mine. I witnessed firsthand how my brother had to win awards and contests in order to feel good about himself. I saw his disappointment and panic if he dropped below an A on any assignment. My brother's single-minded pursuit of academic perfection left him unhappy and a little lonely. I wanted none of this for myself. I wanted my confidence to be rooted inside instead of from external accolades. I stepped out of his shadow and made his weaknesses into my strengths. I purposely sought balance in my life among academics, athletics, and friendships. I've been on 2 varsity sports teams, captain of 1, and served on student council for 3 years while maintaining a high honor roll GPA. But sometimes I find a moment in my busy schedule to daydream the following scenario. 2 years have passed since Jonah's graduation party. Harvard man is home for spring break. I'm a senior now and captain of the lacrosse team, so I invite him to the qualifying game for the state tournament. It's tied with only a few minutes remaining on the clock, and I score the winning goal. The fans go wild, and I feel awesome. I see Jonah rush towards the field to congratulate me. A local reporter blocks his way, and I overhear his question, "Jonah, how does it feel to be Leah's older brother?"
The college essay of Leah Nobler, who attends Sycamore High School in Cincinnati.